go and follow someone else's lead. If you love me, let me go back to that lonely Tokyo.
False-colored eyes. She'll build you up to just put you down. What a clown, 'cause everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. She walks, hear the way she talks. You're written in her book. You're number 37, have a look. She's going to smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, she's from the streets. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gone to play you for a fool. Yes, it's true, 'cause everybody knows the things she does. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. 'Cause everybody knows the things she does to please. Just a little tease.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Thank you. Oh. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Baby, Right, and he lived so wrong. He's doing 99, and I wish I had the money, and I had the time, 'cause I just let go. Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts, ladies and gentlemen.
When I wake up, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's waking up with you. And when I get up, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's getting up with you. If I get wild, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's getting wild with you. And if I haver, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles before I'm at your door. When I'm working, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And with the money, oh, it's for the work I do, I'd spend almost every cent on you. I go out. Well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going out with you. And when I go, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles before I'm at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, you know I'm gonna dream about the time that I'm with you. When I go out, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going out with you. And when I come home, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's coming home to you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Stop my heart from loving you.
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
I hope everybody had a good weekend. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem did not have a good weekend. If you thought her biggest problem this week was going to be bragging in her new book that she shot a dog dead on her farm when it was 14 months old, that is no longer the biggest problem. Kristi Noem has now been caught making up whole cloth that she went to North Korea and that she met North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Neither is true. She appeared yesterday on Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan. If you have an aversion to cringe, you may want to turn this video off. She, Kristi Noem, is asked directly, did you meet Kim Jong-un? Your book very clearly says it. It's not alluding. It's saying, when I met Kim Jong-un. And the answer is obviously no. And Kristi Noem spits out an implosive word salad and sort of refers to the I had the book changed. Well, didn't you write the book? Did you forget you didn't really meet Kim Jong-un? This is the worst of the worst of the worst of these people. And this is what MAGA is. I met Kim Jong-un. Did you? We're looking into how that got in the book. And I asked my publisher right away to remove that. Right. But did you write it? Because you knew you didn't meet Kim Jong-un. Look at this. Maybe get the kids out of the room for this one. It's too cringy.
So you write about lessons learned in leadership, and you bring up some specific incidents I want to ask you about. You talk about meeting some world leaders and one specific one. Quote, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. I've been a children's pastor, after all. Did you meet Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, as soon as this was brought to my attention, I certainly made some changes and looked at this passage. And I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled around the world.
You'll notice there's not a yes or no in here.
As soon as it was brought to my attention, we went forward and have made some edits. So I'm glad that this book is being released in a couple of days and that those edits will be in place and that people will have the updated version.
So you did not meet with Kim Jong-un. That's what you're saying.
No, I met with many, many world leaders.
Can you imagine? Hey, would any of my viewers accept this sort of equivocation from me? Imagine if in my book I said, hey, I met Gandhi. And then in an interview, I'm confronted and said, David, you wrote in your book that you met Gandhi. You didn't meet Gandhi, did you? Listen, as soon as it was brought to my attention that my book says I met Gandhi, the book I wrote, by the way, as soon as that was brought to my attention, I didn't hesitate at all. I showed strength. I contacted my publisher right away and I said, we've got to change this. Oh, so you didn't meet Gandhi, right? I've met all sorts of different people. I interviewed all sorts of members of Congress. None of you would accept that. You would all rightfully cancel your memberships immediately. How is this acceptable?
Leaders, I've traveled around the world. I think I've talked extensively in this book about my time serving in Congress, my time as governor, before governor, some of the travels that I've had. I'm not going to talk about my specific meetings with world leaders.
Except she talked about it in her book, and it was a lie. Now she won't talk about it.
I'm just not going to do that. This anecdote shouldn't have been in the book. And as soon as it was brought to my attention, I made sure that that was adjusted. So the book is not released until Tuesday. And so we're doing all that we can to make sure that those changes are made. And I'm going to continue to focus on what this book is.
Disgusting.
And the blueprint that it lays out for the American citizen on all of the things in the background and stories of my life, but also what I think that needs to be identified in politics and what's broken today. I talk about how broken the money game is, how broken it is that
David, you say in your book you moderated a presidential debate in 2004. That's not true, is it? This was brought to my attention just before publishing that my book contains an anecdote that shouldn't have been in there that I moderate. And I've participated in debates and I have moderated debates. But the anecdote that I moderated a presidential debate, I'm working with my publisher to figure out how did that get in the book?